Shuas Mardachar Sita, Hashavakal. Welcome everyone to today's program. Today's program is sponsored. It's a Hakel program in conjunction with Tehillat Beis Avraham and the Mount Sinai Seder Beis Medrash. Mount Sinai Seder Beis Medrash has various programs throughout Monty, a Matzah Shabbos Navi Shir, a Sunday morning business halacha shir, a Thursday evening chumash shir, shavim shirim throughout Monty. The sole purpose is to bring more Torah into the Monty community, the Hagdol Torah v'Yadir. We hope today we have a special Hakel program in conjunction with Kilat Beis Avraham. We hope that we continue to have more shirim, bring more Torah together. Today's program is sponsored. By Yaakov Potesky, the Zeichanishmas Pinchas, Ben Yonis and Mendel, and by David and Sarah Gurwitz and Mishpacha, the Zeichanishmas Tzvi and Batri Gurwitz, and Binyamin Ben Tzvi Gurwitz, and the Zeichanishmas Reb Nissen Ben Reb Shmuel. Anshik Nesis Abdullah with Misakin, the prophets that we say daily, many of them. The question lends itself, what did the people do before the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah? Did they not make brachas? Did they make brachas? Perhaps they did not make brachas because when they picked up a piece of food, they saw something, they did something, the Rein Yishalayim was in their minds more, they saw it more, they didn't need to make a bracha. The Anshei Knesset HaGdolah was asking that we should all make brachas, we should get a tzedekis and a connection to the Rein Yishalayim through making brachas. Today we have a special program to teach us the halachas and the ashkafas behind the brachas. We're going to have the Meridiasher Shlita, Rabbi Yitzchak Lichtenstein Shlita, Rabbi Yisrael Pinchas Badner Shlita, author of various halachas svarim and halachas, and the Moshe Pivili Shlita, Rabbi Lubidus, Yisrael Beis Binyamin. Hopefully the shiurim, that program, will bring us to more of a dveikus d'Rebbeinu.
Also, I'd like to thank the sponsors, co-sponsors. It's really a beautiful thing that there should be a few sponsors, and the Kilas together should sponsor Shiuri Torah for more learning Limud HaTorah and Kvod Shamayim. The topic that I chose to speak today is Birkas HaTorah. I'd like to go through various inyanim, overview of the halachis and the havana, the lumdis of the Birkas HaTorah. One comes to speak about Birkas HaTorah, there are a few questions that need to be dealt with. First of all, is it the Raisa or is it the Rabbanan? Second question is, what type of bracha is it? We know there are Birkas HaMitzvahs, there are Birkas HaShvach, and the Birkas HaNenim. What type of bracha is Birkas HaTorah? Then, next question is, how many brachas are there, and what is the nusach of the various brachas? If we have time, we can discuss also other details of Birkas HaTorah. So let's start. Birkas HaTorah is a bracha. Now, in general, brachas are the Rabbanan. There's only one bracha that's the Raisa, and that's Birkas HaMazon, to Pasuk in Chumash. Vachalto, v'savato, v'rachto, s'Hashem alechecha, lo asatei v'ashonosan loch. Other brachas, all the Rabbanan, we just mentioned here that Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were misaking the brachas. The Chagim, it's interesting, it's over Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, that basically Kimin the Mabit says that as far as tefillah is concerned, the natural brachas, that even until Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, the same nusach was used in tefillah. Moshe Rabbeinu actually made up the nusach, except that not everyone used it. Anshei Knesset HaGdolah was misakin that everyone is mechuyev to daven in this nusach. That's what the Mabit says in Beis Elokim. But Al Kupanim, brachas in general are drabanan. Birkas HaTorah is possibly one exception to the rule. The Ramban says in Sefer HaMitzvahs that Birkas HaTorah is midaraisa. He says it's a kal v'chomer. says food, which is only gashmi, is when mechuyev to say a bracha and person has to bench. So he says kal v'chomer, learning, which is the ruchniyistik food, is the he says that's also din deraisa. However, this is only the shittas of Ramban. The Rambam and Kemal Rishonim argue, and they say the Birkas HaTorah is the Rabbanim. There is an interesting Mishnas Yankov in the Tshuva. Mishnas Yankov says in the Tshuva that Birkas HaTorah is the Rabbanim. However, Birkas HaTorah B'tzibur is the Raisa. So that's why before any Kriyas HaTorah we say Birkas HaTorah. Why? It says because until now we were only Mekayim the mitzvah Birkas HaTorah B'drabbanim. Now there's a chiyuv to be mekayim the mitzvah Birkas HaTorah midereisa. That's what the Mishkanis Yankov says. Others say, the Rishonim say, that it's a din of Kavod HaTorah, or it's a special mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, and just like lulav is mechayiv a bracha, so is Kriyas HaTorah mechayiv a bracha. So the bracha on Kriyas HaTorah has nothing to do with the Birkas HaTorah we made in the morning. In the morning we say a bracha on learning, and before Kriyas HaTorah we make a bracha on Kriyas HaTorah. That's what the Rashba says. However, the Mishnas Yankov says that the Kriyas HaTorah b'tzibur is mechayiv a Birkas HaTorah midereisa, and therefore we have to make another Birkas HaTorah. That's the shita of the Mishnas Yankov. Now let's move on to the next question. The next question is, what type of bracha is Birkas HaTorah? So b'pshitis, it's a Birkas HaMitzvahs. Before a person is noita lulav, so he says, Asher Kitchon HaSeis V'Tzivon Al Netilas Lulav. Before a person learns Torah, so he says, Asher Kitchon HaSeis V'Tzivon Al Asik V'Tzivon. That's Pashim. However, there are two kashis on this. First of all, the Mechaber says, in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Mem Zayin, that if a person is mahar her b'divri Torah, he's thinking and learning, so then he is not mechuyev to make a Birkas HaTorah. Says the Goyim, the Vilna Goyim of Shulchan Aruch, he says he doesn't understand. He says the person is mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, if he's mahar b'divri Torah, he says the hegyoin libi lefanecha, he says hegyoinos are also part of mitzvah Talmud Torah. As a matter of fact, most of the Talmud Torah, I shouldn't say most, but the highest level of Talmud Torah is usually through thinking. When a person thinks through something, then he's mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So why is it that the Mechaber says that if a person is mahar her b'divrei Torah, he's thinking and learning, so then he does not have to say a Birkas HaTorah? So the Goyin argues on the on the Mechaber, and he says that even a mahar her has to say a Birkas HaTorah. There's a famous story with the Vilna Goyin that one time, he came to shul, and he was very upset, and someone asked him, why are you upset? And the guy says, because he woke up in the morning, and he thought in learning before Birkas HaTorah, and b'meila, the machshava that he had in learning, he lost it, it went away from him, he forgot it. And b'meila, he was upset that he talked the thought before Birkas HaTorah in learning, which he held was also. And as a result, he tackled lost the Divrei Torah, then it came back to him again in Shmona Esrei, and eventually it came back to him again. But Al Kulpanim, that's the older Goyim Lashitasoi, that it's also to be Mahar B'Divrei Torah before Birkas HaTorah. The Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch holds, that you're allowed to be Mahar B'Divrei Torah before Birkas HaTorah. So the question is, the Vilna Goyim's Kasha, why is it that one is allowed to be Mahar B'Divrei Torah before Birkas HaTorah? Birkas HaTorah is a push to Birkas HaMitzvahs, so just like before a person sits in the sukkah, he's not allowed to sit in the sukkah without a bracha, so too, he shouldn't be allowed to think and learning before Birkas HaTorah. That's one kashya. There's another kashya on the Mechaber. The Mechaber says as follows, Noshim chayobis b'Birkas HaTorah. Ladies are also mechuyev in Birkas HaTorah. Now what's the din by all mitzvahs? So by all mitzvahs, the machlokes rishonim. The Rambam shita is that a woman does not make a bracha on a mitzvah that she's potter. We have a mitzvah asei shazman grama, which ladies are potter, so she doesn't make a bracha. The Rambam says this in Hilchas Tzitzis. He's not talking mitzvahs shazman grama, he's talking about tzitzis. He's talking about tzitzis, mitzvahs shazman grama. The Rambam says you don't make a bracha. The Rambam Hilchas Tzitzis. Tosfos, in many places, the long main Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Lamed Gimel, Tosfos says, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that a woman does say a bracha on a mitzvah sesei shazman gram. L'maisa, that's a machlokes between the Ashkenazim and the Sfaradim. The Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, passes like the Rambam, that women do not say brachas on mitzvahs esei shazman gram that they're potter from. And Ashkenazim are knowing like Rabbeinu Tam, and they do say a bracha, women do say a bracha on the mitzvahs esei shazman gram. The problem is, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, passes like the Rambam, that women do not say a bracha on mitzvah sishazman grama. However, in Birkas HaTorah, the Mechaber says, Noshim Mevarchas, Birkas HaTorah. So, MS, that Birkas HaTorah is not a mitzvah sishazman grama. It's the potter for a different reason. The Gemara says, V'lamashim v'moisim is b'neichem, v'lois b'neisechem, says the Gemara in Kedushin. But L'chor, what's the difference? If a woman is potter from a mitzvah, according to the Mechaber, she can't say a bracha, because she can't say, Asher kidishonu b'mitzvoisa b'tzivonu. So what's the difference between a mitzvah shazman grom and birkas haTorah? It's the same thing. So l'chayra, how can the mechaber say that moshim mevarcha is birkas haTorah, that women say a bracha on the Torah, if the mechaber says that women do not say brachas when they're potter? This is the kasha. So Reb Chaim says, the Brisker brings it down in the sefer and helps brachas, and the emes is that this yisoid you'll find already in the minchas chinuch. He doesn't ask all the questions, but the yisod is already in the Minchas Chinuch that the Birkas HaTorah, the Mechaber holds, is not a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's not a Birkas HaMitzvah. So Reb Chaim calls the bracha is on the Chetzis of Torah. The bracha is on the Torah itself. It's not on the Limud HaTorah, but it's a bracha on the Torah. The Minchas Chinuch compares it to Birkas HaMazon. You know, the Ramban makes the Kal V'chomer. He says that even it's Midaraisa, Birkas HaTorah. The Kal V'chomer comes from the Gemara, and the Ramban passes like that. He says it's Dugma, it's Birkas HaMazon. The Torah was Mechayiv us to bend Birkas HaMazon after we eat. Is there a mitzvah to eat? No mitzvah to eat. Just you're making a bracha on the Mazon. So too is Birkas HaTorah. You're making a bracha on the Torah itself. Not on the Limud HaTorah. The Limud HaTorah is the pa'ula, the action that we're doing, the ma'isa that we're doing. But the bracha is a bracha on the Torah, not on the Limud HaTorah. Mimela says Reb Chaim. Now we can answer both questions on the Mechaber. If the bracha is a bracha on the Limud HaTorah, and the mitzvah is Talmud Torah, so then, Noshim HaPater. Noshim can't say, Asher Kitchana says to the Tzivanu, Lasik B'divri Sayer, if you hold like the Mechaber, that a woman can't say, Asher Kitchana says to the Tzivanu, Almatilas Lulav, if she's Pater from Lulav, so too, she can't say, Asher Kitchana says to the Tzivanu, Lasik B'divri Sayer, if she's Pater from Talmud Torah. But if the bracha is not a bracha, and the limud haTorah, the mitzvahs limud haTorah, it's a bracha on the Torah. So women have Torah. Women have Torah. So when a woman is learning Torah, so she's also mechuyev to say a bracha. Therefore, it has nothing to do with birkas haMitzvahs, that there a woman is potter or chayev, that determines whether she can make a bracha. If a woman is chayev, she says a bracha. If she's potter, she doesn't say a bracha. However, by birkas haTorah, it's not like that. Because Birkas HaTorah, the bracha is not at the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the bracha is on the Torah itself, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. So that a woman can say a bracha even if she's potter from Talmud Torah. The next question could also be answered, that Mechaber says that hirhor a person is potter. The Goyim asks, you're mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so why are you potter? The Teretz is that the bracha is not in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. If the bracha would be in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so then elachinami, you can't do a mitzvah without saying a bracha. So if a person is maharer, he's mechuyev to say a bracha. But if the bracha is not in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but the bracha is on the Torah itself, so here one could say, you didn't have to say, but this is what the Mechaber holds, that you only say a bracha on the Torah itself, you're doing a pu'ula, you're doing a ma'isa. Then I'm doing something that connects me to the Torah, that's mechayev a bracha. But if I'm just thinking, even though I'm mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but I'm still potter from the bracha of Birkas HaTorah. So what we really have here is as follows. Pashtus HaDvarim, Birkas HaTorah, is a Birkas HaMitzvah. The Mechaber seems to hold, based on the Reb Chaim and the Menuchas Chinuch Slomdis, that it's not a Birkas HaMitzvahs, but it's a Birkas HaShvach. It's a Birkas HaShvach. The Brach is on the Torah itself, so then it's not a Birkas HaMitzvahs. It's not a Brach on the Mitzvah Talmud Torah. It's a Birkas HaShvach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. Now there could be a chiluk between the various brachas, which we'll get on soon to the next topic that we'll discuss. But just the ktsav, there are two or three birkas atayim. The first bracha, shekichon says, v'tzivonu lasik v'divisar. Now Rabbi Natan says, it continues, v'harev no Hashem olakeinu, is all a continuation of the first bracha. What is the chasimah sabracha? So our chasimah sabracha is, bracha to Hashem am lamid toir lamo Yisrael. That's our chasimah sabracha. We're showing it, they had a chasimah sabracha on the first bracha also. And v'harivna, the chasimah was, bracha to Hashem noisin atoir. The next bracha is, Hashem bracha abonu mikolo amin, v'losin onus toir rosa, bracha to Hashem noisin atoir. The Bach asks, in Simin Mem Zayin, if the nusach ha-bracha of Baharivno is Baruch HaTo Hashem Noisen HaToyr, why do you need two brachas? Why do you need one bracha of Baharivno Hashem Olikeinu as Divrei Sarasko Befinu Baruch HaTo Hashem Noisen HaToyr? Then another bracha, Baruch HaTo Hashem Olikeinu Baruch HaShem Baruch HaBonim Kol HaAmim V'Nosel Onis Teiras Baruch HaTo Hashem Noisen HaToyr. Back to back brachas with the exact same nusach. Zok the Bach, that the two brachas are talking about two different inyanim. The first bracha is a bracha on limud haTorah. The second bracha is a bracha on nesinas haTorah. They're two different brachas. And therefore you need taka two brachas of tnois and haTorah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, he gave us two things. He gave us the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us everything else that's in the Torah. The chayi oilam not abisaycheinu he gave us. The kedushas haTorah, the taras haTorah. Our whole life is based on Torah. That's the second thing. And the Mechai are two different brachas with the same nusach. There's nois in HaTorah of Vahar of Hashem Elokeinu. And there's nois in HaTorah of Hashem Bach HaBonu Mikolo Amin. Based on this Bach, one could be Mechalik now and say that if we ask the question, is Birkas HaTorah Birkas HaMitzvahs or is it Birkas HaShvach? Now the answer might be that it's both, but it depends which bracha. The first bracha, which is the bracha lasik b'divrei Torah, v'harav Hashem Elokeinu am lamed Torah lamo Yisrael, or noisin haTorah, whatever the nusach is. So that's taka bracha on limud. That might be a birkas hamitzvah. The second bracha, which the Bach explains, that's a bracha on nesinas haTorah, asher bracha bonu mikol amin, it talks about b'chiras Yisrael, v'nosan lonu es Torasoid, it talks about the Torah itself, the chayi oilu mata b'secheinu. That bracha, that taka, I'm sorry, v'nosan lo neteir semes, v'nosan chayin lo v'sechayinu, that's the bracha l'achayin the Torah, v'asher bracha b'l kolam, v'nosan lo neteir chasin, talks about b'chiras Yisrael, nesinas haTorah, that is taka birkas haShvach. But obviously, this is just a svar, because in Poiskim, you will not find the shita that says that an Isha, according to the Mechaber, shouldn't say the first bracha, but should say the second bracha. Or if you're Maharav B'divrei Torah before Birkas HaTorah, so then you're not allowed to be Maharav before Vaharav No, and after you said Vaharav No, then you're allowed to be Maharav before Hashem Bach HaBona. You won't find such a shita. This is just a svara based on the Bach. We find another place where this could be a chiluk between the brachas. And it's in a very interesting the Gemara says that if a person forgot to say Birkas HaTorah, so then you yoytze with Avara. When you daven Birkas Kriya Shema and you say Avaraba, you yoytze Birkas HaTorah. So I saw in the Sefer Zikaron, there's a Sefer Zikaron Vayita Eishel, and in this Sefer Zikaron there is Shtikl HaTorah from Rav Mendel Zaks, who was the Chafetz Chaim Ze'edin. And there, they have notes that he wrote in Hilchos Brachos. One of the things they bring there is that he asked the Chafetz Chaim a question. He said, why is it that Ava Rabba patters Birkas HaTorah? So Rashi explains, because all the inyonim of Birkas HaTorah are in Ava Rabba. So saying Belibeinu, Lahavinu, Lahaski, Lishmoya, Lilmoy, Lulame, Lohari Nainu Bisaychasecha, Aboycha Bamisil Ba'aba, that's a Shibocha Banamikaloamin. So he asked the Chavetz Chaim, but what about Lasik with the Bisar? Where's the Birkas HaMitzvahs? Bishlomet, if Birkas HaTorah would be only a Birkas HaShvach. Abba Rabba is a Birkas HaShvach. So when you say Abba Rabba, you pater Birkas HaTorah. That's a Birkas HaShvach. This is a Birkas HaShvach. We talk about the same Minyonim, Abricha Bam Yisrael B'Yavo, the same Belibeinu, Lohavinu Lahaskil. That is a Birkas HaTorah. However, if Birkas HaTorah is also Birkas HaMitzvahs, so then how do you pater Lasik with the Bisar? That's the question he asked the Chavetz Chaim. And he writes there, the Chavetz Chaim answered him, you're right. Abba Rabba doesn't pater Lasik with the Bisar. And when a person says Abba Rabba, he has to, after davening, say Lasik with the Bisar. This is what the Chavetz Chaim answered. You won't find this in the Mishnah Berurah, this psak. But here we see also this svara that there could be a chilik between the different brachas, that the l'chalapachas lasik b'divisar will leave out v'harif noah in the meantime. But l'chalapachas lasik b'divisar is takat birkas ha-mitzvahs, and the other brachas are a birkas ha-shvach, and this takat nafkamina here l'alacha, if Abba Rabba will pater the birkas ha-mitzvahs, because Abba Rabba is a birkas ha-shvach. So Abba Rabba can only pater a birkas ha-shvach, can't pater a birkas ha-mitzvahs. No asher kidshono mitzvahis ha-mitzivono. Every birkas ha-mitzvahs requires asher kidshono mitzvahis ha-mitzivono. Without that, so then that's not a birkas ha-mitzvahs. So Mele Taka would not pater it. Let's move on to the next question. The next question is how many brachas are there? So this is again a machlokes harishayim. We know of three brachas. Hashem Kitchana Toys Mitzvah, Lasek with the Yisrael, Baharavna, and afterward, Ashibach Abana. And this is what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, B'chol Yoy Mevorech Sholesh Brachis Eilu. You say three brachas. The Balamoyer and the Raivit also hold like this. The Balamoyer explains why the three brachas. Says the Balamor, one's connected Mikra, one's connected Mishnah, and one's connected Gemara. There are three chalokim of Torah, and each chalok is mechayev the separate bracha. There's Torah Shebitzav, there's Mishnayis, which means the simple text of Torah Shebal Peh, and then there's Gemara, which is the Iyun, the Havana, the Svar of Torah Shebal Peh. So all three are mechayev of bracha. That is the shita of the Balamor. So we see that it's three brachas. The Raivit also says that it's three brachas, and the Raivit says the reason why we need three brachas, this is all in brachas daf yud aleph, the Raivit says is because the Gemara has a suffix, which bracha is better? Which one is the better bracha? There used to be various brachas, and then Chazal put them all together and said we should make all of them. You have examples in other places like that also, and certain brachas, the Gemara says, Hilkach nemrinu l'travayu by Birkas Oido, by Gshamim. You have such examples. That first there were different brachas, and each one was saying a different bracha. Then Chazal put them together, and therefore we say three brachas. That's the sheet of the Raiv. But Al Kupanim, the Raiv and the Balamor both hold that there are three brachas. Rabbi Natam holds that there are only two brachas. Rabbi Natam holds that Lasik v'divisayir and Vaharitna is all one bracha. And says Tosfos, therefore the nusach should be veha'arivno and not ha'arivno. Ha'arivno is a haschalah. Last week of the Torah, period. Ha'arivno Hashem Elokeinu is a new haschalah. Rabbi Natan says, no, veha'arivno, it's with a vav, it's a continuation of last week with the Torah. Now, l'chayra, bishloma, if it's two brachas, so I understand, as we said before, there's one bracha on the mitzvah, and then there's another bracha harivna. But if it's one bracha, one long bracha like Rabbeinu Tam, what's the pshat in it? What's the beer in it? If it's a birkas ha-mitzvah, it should be a birkas ha-mitzvah. So if the whole bracha is a birkas ha-shvach, okay. So then you can say it's one bracha according to Rabbeinu Tam. It's a birkas ha-mitzvah, why would there be an addition? Why is it different than the bracha of Hashem Kitchon and Yisrael Sivan Alamil? So the answer is pashit. There's a famous Rabbi Avram Minahar in the Dorim. The Gemara says that if a person's mudar hano mechaveva, which means if one person makes a neder, Ruvein makes a neder, that Shimon will not have hano from him. So Reuven is not allowed to teach him. Not allowed to teach him. That's cool that he has an offer from him. It's a Gemara in the Dharma, Dr. We have a cloud. Mitzvahs, lav lehanes. If a person's a muder hanoh, says the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Ches, he's allowed to be toivel, and he's muder hanoh from a certain mayan, and he has a mitzvah to be toivel. He's allowed to be toivel in this mayan in the winter. Because in the winter it's cold, he doesn't enjoy the water. So in Mela, just a mitzvah. So he's allowed to do it. Why? Because mitzvah is lav lehanes mitnah. Or amuder hanoh mechaveroi, person made a neder that someone else, Reuven made a neder that Shimon won't have enough from him, he can be mitzvah with Kiyah Shofar. Why? Mitzvah is lav lehanes mitnah. What did I give you? A mitzvah. A mitzvah is not a hanoh. Mitzvah is not a hanoh, it's a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv. But it's not called a hanoh. So Frech Rabin Avram in Ahar, so why can't I learn from him? If Reuven is Madu Shimon Bano, why can't Shimon learn from Reuven? He's not enjoying himself. Says Rabbi Avraham in Ahar, learning is different than any other mitzvah. He says all mitzvahs is the mitzvah, and then there's the schar you get on the mitzvah. There's the hano you have because I did a mitzvah. But that's not part of the mitzvah. That's a poyal yoytze. That's a derivative of the mitzvah. But it's not the mitzvah itself. Talmud Torah, the hano one has from learning, and the learning itself is all one. You cannot separate them. It's inseparable, the learning and the hano. The hano and the learning is one thing. Mimela, then you say mitzvah is lehonis. Because that's part of the mitzvah itself. Where it's not part of the mitzvah itself, the mitzvah is netilas lulav, and I have hano that I was mekayim the mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's mitzvah. But honestly, no. The pu'ula itself is not a hano. Later on, I have hano. That's not cool that you're deriving hano from this person. But since in Talmud Torah the hano and the mitzvah is one, so that's cool that you're being the hana from this person. The Egli Tal says in his Akdama, says that some people say that you're not allowed to learn if you enjoy it, because that's called shaloi lishma. You're allowed to, but it's a lesser madrega. The madrega of a person who learns when he doesn't enjoy it is a higher madrega than someone who enjoys it. So, Egli Tal, that's not emes. Learning and hano is one thing. And Rimeil, if a person enjoys his learning, so then that's part of the mitzvah. So that's not called that you're getting an extra pleasure from the learning. That is part of the mitzvah itself. Mimela, that's why in Birkas HaTorah is different than a lot of brachas. Birkas HaTorah, even if it's a Birkas HaMitzvahs, since Torah is not only a pa'ula, but Torah, the hano, is part of the learning, therefore that's mechayev, the Birkas HaTorah, the Birkas HaMitzvahs of Torah, should also include the hano. Now we do have an example of one other Birkas HaMitzvahs that we have a long nusach HaBracha, and that is, according to the Rambam Shita, the bracha of the chasana. Asher kitchanu mitzvoisa v'tzivonu al haroyois v'asalonus harusois v'hitulonus hanesuos lona dechuba v'kiddushin baruch ato Hashem kadesh amu yisrael dechuba v'kiddushin. The Rambam sheet is that that's the Birkas HaMitzvahs. The Rosh holds it's the Birkas HaShvach. The Rambam holds it's the Birkas HaMitzvahs and it's a bracha arucha. So we have already an example of such a thing. Rabbi Yitam holds that this is true also about Birkas HaTorah, that it's a Birkas if it's a Birkas HaMitzvahs, according to the Goyim, that it's a Birkas HaMitzvahs, it's a Birkas HaMitzvahs, but it's a long bracha because here it was mechayev to include the inyan of hana also in the Birkas HaMitzvahs. I mentioned before that there are various nuschois in the Chasimus HaBracha. So before we'll discuss the nusach of Ashevach HaBonu, of Vaharivno, let's start from the beginning of Birkas HaTorah, and we'll go through the various nuschois that are in Rishonim on the Birkas HaTorah, Pasha, to learn pshat in the Birkas HaTorah. So we'll start with the first bracha. There are two nuschois. Our nuscha that we say is Asher kitchanu mitzvos v'tzivonu la'asoy v'divisar. That is the nusach of the Ashkenazim. The Ramos nusach. The Mechavis nusach, which is a nusach of the Rif and the Rambam, is Asher kitchanu mitzvos v'tzivonu al divisar. What's the machlokes? So, the Or Zeruah, where it says, Miu Anu Regilim Levarich Lasoi B'Divrei Seira. Our Nuska, the Arzuro was an Ashkenazi, lived in Vienna. Our Nuska is Lasoi B'Divrei Seira. V'Hochi Odiv Tfei. It's better to say Lasoi B'Divrei Seira. The Al Divrei Seira Mashmo Lekayim. Lasoi B'Divrei Seira means to learn. Al Divrei Seira means on the Torah. So on the Torah, it means to be Mekayim Mitzvahs. So since it's a Birkas HaTorah, so he says Or Zoro, you should say Lasik B'Divisor. The Disyoisiv says the Zun Nusra Shekichon says it's on Al Divisor. The Kosov Arosh Yesh Mekayim Shoyim Lasik B'Divisor. Now the Avudraham says that the proper Nusra is Al Divisor. The Kosov Ravein Dovid Avudraham She Yoisin Nochon Loim Al Divisor. Why? Lefishu Koil Esek Alimud Vasiyas HaMitzvahs. Al Divrei Torah encompasses more than Lasik B'Divrei Torah. Lasik B'Divrei Torah is only learning. Al Divrei Torah includes mitzvahs also. So says Avudraham, it's better to make a bracha not only on learning but also on mitzvahs. So you should say Al Divrei Torah. V'chein kosset even a yarchi. Kloimar de'ilu Lasik B'Divrei Torah einu elal Kriyas HaTorah. That's only on Kriyas HaTorah. And we should make a bracha on more than Kriyas HaTorah, also on mitzvahs. As the B'Siyosef, limira di'esh lidchos, the adarabe, mehai time of gufi, odin tfei levarach lasik b'divrei Torah. Says the B'Siyosef, I don't understand. Which bracha are we making? Birkas HaTorah. So the opposite is true. Like the Or Zoruah says, if al divrei Torah means lekayim, means mitzvahs also, so why would you include mitzvahs in Birkas HaTorah? The bracha is on learning. So if Lasik is learning, it should be Vidavka Lasik with the Visayr. So Vilini Radeshut has the Adarabba. My time of Gufi, Odit Feilavarach Lasik with the Visayr. She Barachot Miuchedis Lakias Atayra. She Bo Lasik Bo Achsha. He's coming to learn. Milavarach Aldim Visayr. She Koil Gamkin Asiyas Amitzis. She Ainu Bo Achsha Lasayasam. He's not doing mitzvahs now. Ulik Sheyasim. When it'll be night to lulav, mevarich al kol mitzvah bracha ham yuchedes lo. Says the B'Siyosef, he'll say the bracha of each mitzvah, but not now. Now is a bracha on learning. Now lechayru, this comes back to the original shaila that we had. If birkas haTorah is a birkas haMitzvahs, it's a birkas haMitzvahs. So pashtus, it's a birkas haMitzvahs on learning, as the B'Siyosef says. Adarabba, hochi odiv tfei. You should say a bracha. Oh, lasik b'divrei Torah. Why? Because the Birkas HaMitzvahs. Why are you mentioning other mitzvahs? Then that should be the Nuscha. But if Birkas HaTorah is not a Birkas HaMitzvahs, it's a bracha on the Torah, so then one could say it's only on the one chiluk, the chiluk alimu, that's what we're concentrating on, and you say lasoi. But then it's very mistaver, as Avudraham says in the Eben Ayarchi, which is the Sefer HaMani, to say Al Divrei Torah, because then we want to encompass not only the learning part of the Torah, also the mitzvahs, the kiyum mitzvahs part of the Torah. Since the bracha is not a bracha on the limud, it's a bracha on the heft of the Torah and the sinas haTorah. So Torah doesn't only include limud, it also includes asiyas haMitzvahs. So the Meila says, the Avudraham, therefore you should say b'davka, al divrei Torah, not lasik b'divrei Torah. So it could be that the shinui of nuschois is totally on the shaila that we had before. If it's a birkas haMitzvahs to mistaber, then the bracha should be Lasik, as the B'Siyosef says, Adarabba b'hochi odiv tfei. It's better to say a bracha directly on the learning, but if it's on the Torah itself, so then it can encompass, or should encompass, more than just the limud itself. Vaita, we have v'harif no. As we mentioned before, there's a machalik is whether to say v'harif with a vav or without a vav. Rabbi Natam Chita is with a vav because it's one long bracha. The Rambam Shita is, you say, without a vav, because they're two separate brachas. And the explanation that we said, that the hanah and the learning are one, they go together, that's true according to both shitas. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that's enough to be mechayev, that it should be one long bracha. According to the Rambam, there are two brachas. One on the raw asiyas haMitzvah, and one on the hanah. It doesn't have to become one bracha. But the inyan of Hanah has to be mentioned, the Har of Noah Shem Elokeinu, because that is a chelik from Birkas HaTorah, it was split into two. So the Nusach continues, the Har of Noah Shem Elokeinu, the Divrei Sarasta B'Finu, or B'Fifius Amcha Beis Yisrael, V'Diyah Anachnu B'Tzetzo Einu, and there's another Nusach, V'tzeetzo'einu, that's also the nusach of the Sefer Manig of Eben Ayarchi. V'niya, anachot tzeetzen, tzeetzen, kulam yoy lishmecha, v'loim dey, tzeiresecha lishmo. Now, what's the shaila, whether you should say v'tzeetzo'einu? So, the Mepharshim explained as follows. Most nuschois are just v'tzeetzo'einu. Because v'tzeetzo'einu includes also v'tzeetzo'einu. So it's not necessary to mention specifically Tzetzoi, Tzetzoinu, because Tzetzoinu, which means our descendants, includes our descendants' descendants. So therefore, it's superfluous, and it is not mentioned. The Manik says that one should say it, because there's a Gemara. The Gemara says that if a grandfather, a father, and then a grandson were Talmidei Chachamim, there were three generations Talmidei Chachamim, so then Muftach Loid is Avtocha, because Baruch Hu promised Vachut HaMishulash Loid B'Mehebe Yinosei, that the string of three Talmidei Chachamim will not be untied, and all generations will subsequently be Talmidei Chachamim. So in Me'elot, we want to include specifically V'tzeetzo'einu, V'tzeetzo'einu, in order that this bracha should be mekuyim with us. The Reb Chaim Volozhin had a brother, Reb Zelmelev. Reb Zelmelev, he was the goyin ha-goyinim, he was a tzaddik b'tzidkim, tzaddik shebetzaddikim, he died in his early to mid-30s. He was considered in Vilna, right under the Vilna Goyin. After the Madrega the Goyin, was Reb Zelmelev Volozhin. So Reb Zelmelev, when he was a child, he asked the Shabbos Aryeh, Pashta Kashi. The Gemara says that if the grandfather, the father, and the son are Talmidei Chachamim, Muftach Loik, Shaloi Tomash Achsan, Torah Mechazeres Acher Achsan Yishaloh, the Torah looks for its home, and then all the generations after that will be Talmidei Chachamim. He says, so he doesn't understand why all of Klal Yisrael are not Talmidei Chachamim. So we all have three Zaydis, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And you'll add on to the Avudraham says, I believe it is, that they have to be alive at the same time. They were alive at the same time. Yaakov was 15 years old when Avraham Avinu died. So why is it not everyone a Talmidei Chachamim? The Shagas Aryeh answered him, he told him as follows. The Lashon HaGemara is that if the grandfather, the father, and the son of Talmidei Chachamim, Mikan Bo'elach, HaToyra Mechazeres Acher Achsan Yishaloh. The Torah looks for its achsanya, for its logic. The Torah looks for the place where it belongs. He says, but you have to open the door and let the Torah in. If you don't let the Torah in, so then it will stay outside. So he says, in Achanami, whoever wants Taka to learn, so then the Torah comes, because you have three Zaydas that will tell me the Chachamim. But if somebody doesn't let in the Torah, so then in Achanami, the Torah goes away. But Al Kuponim, that's why it's a special mention, according to one Nuscha, in Birkas HaTorah, V'tzeetzo'einu, V'tzeetzo'einu. Now, in the Nusach HaChasima of Birkas HaTorah, the first bracha, there are three Nuschais in Rishayim. One is basically Nidche, except according to some Rishayim, and the other two are prominent Nuschais. One Nuscha, as I mentioned before, is Noisen HaTorah. The second Nuscha is our Nuscha that we have, Amalamit Torah Lama Yisrael. Now in Svara, I would have said as follows. According to Rabbeinu Tam, we learned that Lasik B'di Besoira and Vaharivna is one bracha. It's one bracha. Now if it's one bracha, the Stabber is that what's the bracha? Lasik B'di Besoira Vaharivna. It's a continuation. So what should the chasimus habracha be? Hamulam etayra, lama Yisrael. Because the bracha is all a birkas hamitzvah, a birkas hashvach, about learning. So if we're talking about learning, v'harav, no, the chasimus should be hamulam etayra, lama Yisrael. And that's our nusach. Our nusach is lasid with the v'sayrach. And now the chasimus, hamulam etayra, lama Yisrael. But if the two separate brachas, then the nuscha of the second bracha, v'harav, the chasimus could be noisin atayra. Why not? Could be Amalam Etayr Alam Yisrael. But if I hold like Rabbeinu Tam, that it's one bracha, Mistaber is that he has to hold that the Nusach HaBracha, the Chasimah HaBracha, is Amalam Etayr Alam Yisrael. It's one bracha. Lasik B'di B'Yisrael, V'harav Na Hashem Olikeinu, Bracha Ta Hashem Amalam Etayr Alam Yisrael. That's what I would have said. But I believe that it's not true, because the Rosh, the Rabbeinu Yoin, and the Tur, they all bring down Rabbeinu Tam, and they bring down the Tunus Chois. And it's mashma that everything can coexist, and I can learn like Rabbeinu Tam, and say that Vaharev is a continuation of the first bracha, and still, the Nusach could be nice in Atayra, and it's not difficult to explain, because we mentioned before the Bach. The Bach says that even the first bracha, it's a bracha on Limud HaTorah, but it's a bracha on Limud HaTorah together with the Sinas HaTorah. So even though we start last week with the Yisrael, we end Baruch HaTo Hashem, Noisen HaTorah. But in Svara, and Lumaisa, practically, our minig is tackled like that. That our Nusach HaBracha is last week with the Yisrael, Viharev, no, we say with the Vav, like Rabbeinu Tam, and Kimele, the Chasimus HaBracha, is Hamulam HaTorah, Le'amu Yisrael. There is a third Nusach HaBracha that is brought down in many Rishonim and basically rejected. Rashi already rejected it. Tosfos rejected it. Rashi says, Baruch Ato Hashem Hamalamet Torah Lamu Yisrael Garsina. That's the Nusach of the Chasima of the second Bracha. There was a nusach in Rishayna, the Meiri brings it down, other Rishayna bring it down. The nusach was, V'harav no Hashem Elokeinu, Divrei Yisrovascha b'finu, Fifi Yisancha b'Yis Yisrael, V'yei Anachim b'Tzayinu, Tzayetzoy Ha'alcha b'Yis Yisrael, Kona Yerid Nishvach al Yisrael, Sech al Yishmo, Boruch Ato Hashem, Lamdeini Chukech. Rashi says, Loi Garsina. That brach is incorrect. That nusach is incorrect. She'ein zu bracha, vohido al she'ova, El Loshem Bakasha, says Rashi, your bracha has to be on the past, not on the future. And this is a bracha on the future, Lamdeni Chukech. Now this is a question, right? Refa'inu Hashem b'nei Rafa, Yoshinu b'nei Rafa, it's a bracha on the future. Oshiva Shofteni K'vor Yoshinu, all the Shemon Esri are brachas on the future. So the Avudraham adds on a little explanation, and the Avudraham says, the Chasima Sabracha cannot be a Bakasha, it has to be a Hidol. Because he says that you saw the idea of the chasima sabracha is to be ma'amis, to say that the bakasha that I just said now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who can be mekayim that bracha. I say, Refa'inu Hashem b'nei Rafi, that's a bakasha. Baruch Ato Hashem, Roifei Choy Le'am Yisrael, since you are the one who are merapping the Klal Yisrael sick, therefore, I'm asking you for Refa'inu Hashem b'nei Rafi. So the chasimah, the conclusion of a bracha, cannot be a bakashah, it has to be a statement, or a hoidah. That's one svara Rashi says. Then Rashi says, b'David, ki amora. When David said this bracha, baruch ato Hashem, lamdeni chukecha, loy l'shem bracha amora. David didn't say it because it was a bracha. Ela b'loshem bakashah. Vachi kama, baruch ato Hashem, Hashem, hu yubaruch, lamdeni chukecha. Now this Rashi, difficult to understand. Rashi first says the reason why Baruch Ato Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha is incorrect, this Nuscha. I understand. Why? Because the Nuscha HaBracha has to be a Hoidah, not a Bakasha. But why does Rashi go into detail to explain, and when David said it in Tehillim, he also meant that it should be a Bakasha. When David said Baruch Ato Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha, he didn't mean to say a Bracha. David meant to be mispallel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should teach him the Torah. Why is that important? Who cares what David did? The question is, what do we do? Every bracha is like that. You'll open a Tanakh, Refa'inu Hashem b'nei Rafi, Yoshenu b'nei Rashi, as a pasuk in Yirmiyah, just we switched it to Lashon Rabbi. All of Tefillah is based on Tanakh. You can open Abu Draham, the Rekeach, and they'll show you all the psukim in the Tefillah. Then it wasn't a bracha. Now it is a bracha. When Yirmiyahu said, "Refa'imi Hashem ve'irafe hoshiyeinu b'vosheya," it wasn't a bracha. Chazal took those words and made it into a bracha. So why does Rashi have to say, "Well, David also didn't mean to say a bracha"? Let's say David did mean to say a bracha. David didn't mean. Let's say David didn't mean to say a bracha. You're right, Rashi. David did not mean to say a bracha, but we do. So we now use this as a bracha. So why does Rashi use this reasoning that Baruch Ato Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha is not the proper bracha, because David didn't mean to make it for a bracha? Let's say David Taka didn't mean to beg it for bracha. Chazal took the words of David and they made a bracha out of it. What is Rashi saying? So I think what Rashi is saying is as follows. The Avudraham and the Meiri, they bring Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that the Nusach HaBrach is not Baruch HaTo Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha. Why? And the Lashon is She'ein Oisim Ve'ein Lachtem Baruch HaTo Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha. Meshun Yerushalmi Soisa Chasim Ezu Mepnei She'ein Oisim Pasuk Bracha. You cannot make a Pasuk into a Bracha. Now, what does he mean? He means to say that you cannot take the exact nusach of a pasuk and make it into a bracha. Ein oisin pasuk bracha. You cannot take a pasuk and make it into a bracha. Why? Because when you're saying a bracha, if it's also a pasuk, so what are you saying? Am I saying the bracha? Am I saying the pasuk? It has to have its own identity. If it's also a bracha and also a pasuk, so then it's not a bracha. So the Avudraham is saying a different reason. Rashi says, first of all, the reason why Lamdeni Chukecha is the wrong nusach is because Lamdeni Chukecha is a bakasha. A bracha is a hoidah, number one. Number two, says the Avudraham, because it's a pasuk. Ve'ein oisim pasuk bracha. That means that it has to be a separate identity. I have to only be saying a bracha. If it's also a pasuk, so what did I do? Am I learning or am I saying a bracha? So it has to have its own identity. Apparently Rashi held as follows. If the pasuk, if David HaMelech would have said it, b'toiras bracha, and David would have meant taka bracha, so then Chazal could take it and make it into a bracha. You could take a pasuk and make it into a bracha. Why? David said a bracha. We're using David's bracha. But since when David said it, David didn't say it as a bracha. He said it as a tefillah. So then it's a pasuk. It's not a bracha. Once it's a pasuk, ein oisin pasuk bracha. There's a pasuk and there's a bracha. So Mimela, says Rashi, I have to explain to you that when David said it, he didn't mean to say a bracha. Because if David would have meant to say a bracha, so then why can't we use the bracha of David? And then an achanami would be a good nusach. But since when David said it, David didn't intend to say it as a bracha. David said it as a tefillah. So once David says it, it's tefillah. Now there's a steer between the pasuk and the bracha. Ein oisin pasuk bracha. You cannot take a pasuk and make it into a bracha. So Rashi, second reasoning, he's going with Yerushalmi, but with an extra nuance, with an extra shtickle, an extra knetch, they would say. Rashi's saying that ein oisin pasuk bracha is true, but that's only if the pasuk and the bracha are soiser each other. The pasuk means one thing, and the bracha is another thing. Then you cannot make a pasuk into a bracha, because I'm saying a bracha, and that's also a pasuk. So what is it? It has to have its own identity. However, if the pasuk and the pasuk is a bracha, then I can take the bracha and make it into a pasuk. So Mele Rashi has to explain what David's intentions were when he said the pasuk. So we have here really three nusach brachas: is Amalamet Torah, there's Noisena Torah, and then there is Lamdeni Chukecha. Hamalamet Torah is, as we said, is Pashtus, the Nusach according to Rabbi Natan. Noisena Torah is another Nusach that's brought down, and Lamdeni Chukecha, all the Rishonim reject that Nusach HaBracha. We'll come now to the last Bracha, Shabbach HaBanam Kol Amim. I mentioned before the Bach. The Bach asks, why do we need two Brachas? And the Bach is asking, according to the Shittus, that Noisen HaTorah is the Chasima of the second bracha. Bahar Hashem Elokeinu, Noisen HaTorah. Hashabach HaBonu Kol Amin, Noisen HaTorah. In fact, the Bach, why do I need two brachas? So the Bach says that I need two brachas because there are two different inyanim. One's on the Limud HaTorah and one's on the Nesinas HaTorah. So the Tur explains the second bracha at length. And this is what the Bach is going on. The Torah says as follows. V'oid ish bracha acheres ala Torah. Baruch ato Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam. Asher bocha bonu mikol ha'amim. V'nosan lanu es Torosoi. Baruch ato Hashem noisan ha'Torah. Says the Torah. V'yichavein b'vichosa. When a person says Birkat ha'Torah, he should have in mind. Al mamad har Sinai. That we stood in mamad har Sinai. Ashebocha bonu mikol ha'oiv de'gilulim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael as an Am Segula, as a special nation. V'ker bonu lifnei Har-Sinai v'shmiyonu dvora mitoicha eish. There was a gilul shechina in Har-Sinai. Eish always means shechina. Moshe Rabbeinu saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitoicha sneh v'nei ha'sneh boir bo'eish. V'nosan lonu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us as toirosoi ha'kadosha, the Torah that has Kedusha, she beis chayenu, which is the house of our life, which is our whole existence. Kalichem dosoi, which means a beautiful kli that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves, shoyom mishtasheya bo b'chol yom. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day would learn. These are the kavanas you have to have when you say Nois Na Torah. What does that mean? So the Bach explains, we're trying to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the Torah. Not only for the limud Torah, but we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the Torah. It's not enough for us to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu just that we got the Torah. We have to understand, have kavana, we have to have in mind, so what is the Torah? How important is the Torah? Then you appreciate the present that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And we have to appreciate also that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala himself to us, and he was boicha klal Yisrael. And that's why the Torah says all this. V'chavim b'chosu ma'am ha'asina shebacha b'nei kol ha'umas v'kevonot ne'asina v'shmiyon dvorem mitoich ha'esh v'nosim lonos teirosei ha'kadoisha the halak ha'toira she'ibes chayenu klichem dosei she'mishta sheba b'chol yom, which means the Torah, which is kulei ruchi, which the Ramban writes in Hakdama to the Torah, is esh choyer al gabi esh levona. It's fire, it's complete fire, it's all shmoisim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It really belongs in the Olam HaElyonim. Doesn't belong in this world. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel gave up his Torah, and he gave it to us that we should be oisig it in this world, in our mundane life, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Dover Kaddish into a Mokom Tameh, and that we have to thank for. And that's what we have to have in mind in every Birkas HaTorah. First, we make a Birkas HaMitzvahs, Lasik B'Divrei Torah, or Al Divrei Torah, whatever the Nusach is, and we have to add on v'harev no Hashem Elokeinu, the hanoah that we have from limud haTorah. It's not a zaytik hazach, it's not a side inyan, it's part of the etzem limud itself, the learning and enjoying the learning. It's all one. Then we conclude with the bracha on the sinas haTorah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was close to us, he chose us, he gave us life, and he gave us the Torah shibes chayenu that is kedusha and HaKadosh Baruch Hu mishtasheh bo kula ruchni, and our avoid in the world is to take our life of choyl and taka, bring it back to its original matzah, and to where the Torah really, what the Torah really is, of kedusha and a klicha and dosoi, shayim shtashia b'chol yom.